Welcome to JesusJournal.tv. He is alive. He has risen. So we're talking about nine reasons why Jesus came to earth, why he left the Father to come here to man, to live, you know, as a man, still being 100% God, but leaving his abilities in the hands of the Father so he may experience the full experience of mankind, being dependent and being led by the Spirit. So why did Jesus come? Why did he give up such a great luxurious life to come and live in pain, which he did? Why? To give his life. Matthew 20, 25 through 28. So this is number three of nine reasons. But goes on and says, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom. So number third is to give his life as a ransom. But let's read the full passage here. It says, but Jesus called them to himself and said, you know, the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great men exercise authority over them. It is not this way among you, but whoever wishes to become great among you shall be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. So Jesus didn't become to be served, and he is God, so he is to be served. He is quite worthy to be served. He is the worthy Lamb of God. He is, of all men that ever lived and ever will live, he is worthy to be served. But that's not the reason he came, and that's not the reason we should be going as well, is that we need to serve and not to look to be served. We will be served. We can't live without being served, but we don't need to be in this whole thing because, you know, me, myself, and I, the Trinity of Self. But Jesus came to give his life for a ransom. He didn't come here to lord it over us, and he won't. You know, you hear all the time the Holy Spirit is a gentleman, which means Jesus is the good shepherd. He's not the good cattle driver. He's not the good farmer who drives his cattle, gets behind him and drives him somewhere, but he calls us by name. And if we are his sheep, then we follow him and follow no stranger. And so Jesus came not to be served, not to lord it over us, and how much greater he is in us. And I'm telling you, he's much greater than us. You know, all the wisdom of Solomon, he's greater than that. And how the grass is green and how beautiful, he's greater than that. And he definitely is worthy to be served. And anybody who comes to Christ is going to serve him, going to bow down his knee now and forever serve him. But that's not the reason that Jesus came. He came to give his life for ransom, that he can buy us back for the Father. And so that's number three of nine reasons that I have of why Jesus came to earth.